Beginn kann da am sech de Shabbos auf Kofch auf Alv, wir beginnen mit Alv, wir beginnen mit dem Maschat, wir beginnen mit dem Gemar, hoch gesehen, this is the Gerse. Wie ich sehe, he says, in der Mincha Lamala, von Mincha and onward, in a Tzorch Litvul, one does not have to go ahead and immerse himself in the Mikvah. So I'm going to explain, that even according to the one who holds Tzvil Vesman is Lav Mitzvah, he could tie on Yom Kippur. So the Rabbi Yisi holds that the, additionally, Tzvil come tell us that, Rabbi Yisi holds that the time of Tzvil Vesnila is actually by daytime and not by nighttime, come to exclude from what Rashi said. So what Tesis is discussing is regarding the machlekes we had regarding if someone has the Shem Hashem on his body. I mean, the Gemara ultimately concludes and tells us that what it really comes down to is about the having Shem Hashem when the person is Aram. And then when it agrees that there's a Gemi, of course you choose a Gemi. And if you don't, you don't. You use a hand. The question is regarding going after the Gemi. That is dependent on if Tefillah B'Zman is mitzvah or not. The Gemara says, so you tell me, Rabbi Yisi holds that Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah. We find the Braisa that says, Rabbi Yisi, which our Tosfos de Masle is discussing over here, he says that, Mincha Lamala, that you don't have to table. Obviously, because it's Lav Mitzvah. If Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah, then you should table on Yom Kippur, even though you could, so to speak, wait for much Yom Kippur. So, on that Tosfos come to tell us, that in that opinion that we're quoting here in the question of Rabbi Yisi, we ultimately say it's Rabbi Yisi Behuda, but the girsa should be Einai Tzarech, as Tosfos is saying here in the Devar Maschil. Because as Tosfos says, B'chein girsa is Rashi B'nei Tam, this is the girsa of Rashi B'nei Tam, because Abba Loi Gersinan, as some do have the girsa, of Einai Yochel Litvol. The girsa should not be that you cannot tovel in the mikvah, and the reason would be is that since you don't have to daven any more tefillahs in Yom Kippur, because it's already the afternoon, so then you would say you're not allowed to table in Yom Kippur, because you're not, tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, as Rabbi Yisi holds. So it's not that you don't have to, it's that you're not allowed to, because one's not supposed to wash his body on Yom Kippur, it's one of the Chamish Inuyim, says no. The filaman does submit tefillah b'zman love mitzvah, even according to the one that holds that tefillah in the appropriate time is not a mitzvah, but shari litvul, it is still permitted to go ahead and immerse themselves in the mikvah. The mashma said, like it sounds like in the Gemara, in the Biuma, that pesayin mabez. The parach l'rav, where the Gemara says, according to Rav, the amad that he says tefillah is ne'ilah paiter shel arbis, that davening ne'ilah could exempt the tefillah of Meir. Why? The tefillah is ne'ilah b'layla. He knows that the closing tefillah of mikvah is done at night time, so that could take the place of davening Meir, which is a prayer at night time. And that the Gemara says, how could you say that? But Batangla and Abraisa says, oh, Yom Kippur M'chulu, it starts going through the order of the prayers, starting from the night, starting the first prayer on Yom Kippur M'chulu, etc., which goes all the way till Ne'ilah, Mispal Sheva Mizvada, you daven seven brachas, and you say Vidui, and Ba'arbis M'chulu, and then by Ma'ariv, etc., it tells us what that is. So you see that Ne'ilah is not the same thing as Ma'ariv. And then Mishan, the Gemara answers that this halacha, if Ne'ilah exempts the tefillah of Ma'ariv, is Tanoi, right, this Tanoi is not like Rab. But it's Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanoi like the Braisa. Kochi b'tefillah is, it says, all those who have an obligation of immersing in the mikvah, tefillah sim b'yeh, like Zav, Metzari, Tmeimeis, their immersion is during the daytime. But need to be a ledus, a menstruating woman, and a woman gave birth, tefillah b'layla, their tefillah is by nighttime. Now, Balkeri, a person who had a seminal emission, so there, he's tefillah b'hoylech ara mincha. There he goes ahead and he immerses himself up until mincha time, and that's so that he could go ahead and daven mincha. But if let's say he saw after mincha, then he's not going to table on Yom Kippur. He's going to wait till night time. Why? Because the subject, the tefillah is ne'ilah b'laylo, he holds that the prayer of ne'ilah is at night time. And therefore, you don't have to table here anymore during the daytime for Ne'ilah, because of a tefillah b'zman al mitzvah. And so there's two points. One variable is that, okay, because Ne'ilah is not going to be during the daytime anyway. It's going to be at nighttime. And tefillah b'zman is lav mitzvah. So even though the time of the tefillah is right now when you have the re of carry, but you don't have to do it at the time when the first opportunity you have. That's a tanakam. B'yesim, he says, kol yom kuli table. He says, no, the whole entire day, one could table, even if it's after mincha, because the tefillah is ne'ilah b'yayin. The prayer of ne'ilah is by daytime. Says Taisvis, Alma, so you see, Avakav the Tanakama sub the tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, even though the Tanakama holds that immersing in its appropriate time is not a mitzvah, Afalachi, even so, Katani, it says, Kalachi b'tefillah is tefillah b'yayin. All those who are obligated to table, they table during the daytime. Afil tamei meis, but tamei sheretz. Even a person became tamei from a dead person or from a sheretz, shein tzvichin tefillah l'tefillah, they don't need to have an immersion to go out and daven. And still we see that Yechon Litvul, they could table in Yom Kippur. So obviously, says Taisus, not to have the Gersom here by Rabbi Yossi, who in our Gemara, he's the one that holds that Tefillah Bisman is Lav Mitzvah, don't be Geiris at Einu Yochel Litvo. Because we see from that Tanakama, and that's Sugi and Yuma, that even though holds Tefillah Bisman is Lav Mitzvah, and that's part and parcel of his understanding about Keri, that you're not going to table, you're only going to table Matzia Mikipurim, because Neilah is going to be at nighttime, and the fact that the Tefillah Bisman is Lav Mitzvah, and still we see that there are those who are going to tevel. So it's not that you cannot. It's just that you don't have to. And says Taisus of other pish, because this is the Rashi says the Rabbi Yossi that he says that about Keri, who had a similar mission from after Mincha, doesn't have to tevel Yom Kippurim. So Rashi explains that's Kerav, the Amma that he says tevelas Neil Balayla, which is essentially really like the Tanakhama of that Sugya Masechtas Yoma, that since you don't have to tevel for the tefillah Yom Kippurim. If you see after time of Mincha, since Neil is by night time, and your tefillah Bisman is Lav Mitzvah, so therefore you don't have to tevel. So it says Leidok. Rashi wasn't so precise, because the Bishili Yuma, because at the end of Masechta Yuma, that Peichas Menal Parv Mahat Brisa, the Gemara actually asked from this Brisa, that your BC says he's not the Tanakama in that Brisa over the Masechta Yuma. That says if you see from Mincha onward, you don't have to tevel. The Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara asks from Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael, because the Hacha come in Mincha Lamalei and the Tzav Litvah. Here he says, the Mincha onward, you don't have to table, but he come over there, he says, Kol Ayoyim. He says that even if the Baal Keri saw him after Mincha, not like the Tana come over there, he says, you could table the whole entire day. The Gemara answers, the Hacha over here, Rabbi Yisrael says, Min Mincha Lamalei, you don't have to table. It's Arabi the Tzolik of Artulis Neila. It was already done in Neila. But Hassan, but like Tzolik, there was someone where he didn't daven yet. But Bakul, Rabbi Yisrael, like Rab, but says, either way, all the cases, Rabbi Yisrael not being like Rab. He says that Tefillah Neilah is by nighttime. There you see from that sugya, obviously, Rabbi Yossi said that Tefillah Neilah is by daytime, and therefore you could tevel the whole entire day if you didn't yet daven Neilah, but if you did, then you can't. Obviously, we're saying that you daven Neilah by daytime, but it's not like Rashi who says that Neilah is, according to Rabbi Yossi, at nighttime, and therefore, okay, so you don't have to tevel for Neilah. And also, Tefillah Bisman is La Mitzvah, therefore you're not going to tevel. You see, not like that, you see that actually Rabbi Yossi holds that Neilah is by daytime. So he says the master begins with the Gemara Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi. As the Gemara answered, that's actually it's not the same Rabbi Yisrael. It's Rabbi Yehudi. So this comes to explain the proof of the Gemara Masechtas Yuma that we just quoted before. That the Tanakama, the Braisa, holds that the Tefillah Ne'ilah, the time is at nighttime. Because as we said, that although we seem to have had Rabbi Yisrael saying Tefillah Bezmanah is mitzvah, we see in this Braisa it's not. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a different Rabbi Yisrael. It's Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. And he's the one that holds that, you know, you could just do the last time. You don't have to do it exactly as it happens. Now, Tosfos has the following question. Vimtam, if you're going to say, Tosfos asks to take a second look. It says, in Cain, if that's the case, Rabbi Yisrael holds, Rabbi Yisrael from our sugya, that Tefillah Bisman is a mitzvah, as we see that that's why you don't go after a gemi, because you want to have the first opportunity to go in the mikvah. So, the Meshila Yuma. So then, go make to the Gemara at the end of Yuma, that Pechas Menalf. Noli l'Rav, where does Rav get this idea that who Tanakama the Brisa Kamaisa? That Tanakama, the first time of that first Brisa that says that all Chivit Tfilas, you're going to table the normal Yom Kippurim and the Baal Keri is going to table up until Mincha. It's only your Bisi who says you can table the whole day. So where does Rav get that Tanakama, the comment about Keri table on Mincha, that says the Baal Keri table until the Mincha time, is Asik Kavosei, obviously holds, like him, the Tfilas Nila Balayla, that Dami Nila is my night time. And therefore, if he saw after Mincha, he can't table anymore because he doesn't have to do it for any tefillahs anymore, because the next tefillah of Neilah he could do at night time. And that says, Taisus, what do you mean? Dilma Ari B'Ditzali. Maybe talking about where he already davened the Neilah tefillah already, but tefillah Bisman Lav Mitzvah, and regarding the tefillah, in its appropriate time, that's not a mitzvah. And therefore, that's why we're not going to have him table until the night time. Rabbi Yossi saw a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi held that tefillah Bisman is a mitzvah. And therefore, even though you don't need it for tefillah anymore, you're still going to table the whole entire day. The Tanakam and the Hocha, and the Tanakam over here in our Brisa that says that Baal Keri will table the whole entire day, who Rabbi Yossi the Hasim? Is Rabbi Yossi over there the whole tefillah Bisman is a mitzvah? So what you could say is, what was Rav's proof? Because the Sava Rav held the Rabbi Yossi the Hocha. Rabbi Yossi over here that says that Baal Keri, from Minchan onward, cannot table, or doesn't have to table, that Rabbi Yossi, Uda Hasim and Rabbi Yisrael over there that says the Baal Keri could table the whole entire day, Mistamech Hatanu. We can presume it's the same Rabbi Yisrael. B'tavai Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and they're both Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda. The Ayurvitz fee is Baal Keri B'Mikrim, because he's the one who discusses this halacha as we wrote in our sugya, and we ultimately said that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, who talks about Keri Tevel and Yom Kippurim, the Imkain, and if it's the same Rabbi Yisrael, meaning Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which is our Tais Dimim Maschum, so Kash Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So that's the difficulty, because here he says about Keri from Mintchalan where it doesn't have the table. There he says it can have the whole entire day. Therefore, we have to answer that, this Rabbi Yisrael says of Mintchalan where you don't have the table is the Tzali. It's where he dominated Tzvos Ne'ila. And he doesn't have to dominate anymore to table. And Bahad Leit Tzali. And this that he says you can table the whole entire day is where he didn't dominate Tzvos of Ne'ila. And therefore, he could table himself the whole entire day, because he holds that Tefillah Ne'ila is by daytime. That's what Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Who's that? The Rabbi Yisi, the disputant. But that means to say that the Tanakama that says about Keri is not going to tell you from Mincha onward. That sounds like even if he didn't daven Ne'ila yet, that's because that's what Rav was proving, that he holds, like Rav, that Tefillah Ne'ila is by nighttime, and therefore he says that you're not going to table anymore. That's what Rav was proving from the Tanakama that Braisi Kamaisa holds like him that Ne'ila is at nighttime. We don't tell him to extinguish the fire. So he's going to explain that this is of a miula akum of lenachi is even by isad rabbanan, which he said that if there's a fire, a Jew cannot tell a non-Jew to put out the fire. This place says not only by a biblical prohibition like machaba. A fellow isad rabbanan says even by rabbinic prohibition, amil nachri shavus, the telling a non-Jew to do a malacha, even rabbinic, is rabbinically forbidden. Can I mean the common prayer control like the Gemara said later on? Dav kovnun amir alaf. A person cannot tell his friend on Shabbos, hire workers for me, etc. With the Gemara ultimately explains which friend is he talking about. A non-Jewish friend, which he's not allowed to hire workers for him, even though hiring workers itself is only rabbinically prohibited because of Mitzvah Chetzecha. So you see, the Issa Amir La'akim is even by an Issa Rabbanah. So this is obvious from the Gemara on Perek Hadar and Nafsal Zayim Abayz. Where tell him to bring out hot stuff from the house, which we see that over there, the Amir La'akim is going to be rabbinically prohibited, even when it's a rabbinic prohibition, which over there was going through a chatzah that doesn't have an Erev, which is only rabbinically prohibited, still you see that it's going to be an Isser of Amir La'akam. Shnei says, the Matzah begins with the Gemara, Elamahol like Lamashmana. Rather, from here, you can't really prove it. Shnei is going to explain, even though you can't prove the halacha of Rabbami from our Mishnah, but Taisa still says halacha is like him, which we learned in the Mishnah regarding the fire and telling the non-Jew or stopping him. So Rabbami had Allah, he says, you could say whoever puts out the fire doesn't lose. The Gemara attempted to bring a riot from our Mishnah from saying, oh, you just not to tell him directly to put it out, but to make an announcement just revealing your intention, you're allowed. The Gemara says, well, from the safe, I'm saying, well, you don't stop him. Sounds like, okay, you don't stop him, but you don't announce it either. So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't prove it from our Mishnah. So Tzai says, Mikamakum, still a kaimel like Rabbami, still the Allah does follow like Rabbami, that you're allowed to say whoever puts it out is not going to lose. And the Yerushalmi actually says, Shas Rabbami Maisik, because Rabbami actually did such a story like this, where he told the non-Jews, whoever puts it out doesn't lose. And since he did in practice, this obvious halacha is like him, which a person could then say, Kol Mechaba in a mafsa. Next says, the Rambam begins with the Gemara, Shemami, no, what we can infer from this is that Kod Neichel Nevelis, if a minor is eating non-kosher or non-slaughtered animal, doing something wrong in Isser, Bez Mitzubalav Nafrisha, that the courts, other people, they have to stop from doing that Isser. So just going to explain. First of all, that our Mishnah is like a Yehuda, who holds Locha Shin Zir Ruguf, you can decide, or like a Shimon, and it's talking about that you need the Kibbutz. Additionally, it's going to tell us that our Mishnah is talking specifically a Kotin Shalohi Gilachinach, which, as we said in the Mishnah, if a man is coming to put out the fire, you don't listen to him, because the father is obligated in his son's keeping Shabbos. The Gemara wanted to prove him there that you see, if a man is doing something wrong, you have to stop him, which that's like the Locha of the Mishnah, that you don't let him put out the fire. Now, Taisa says, Sarachlim, what you have to say is the Mukim Asnitin, that the case of our Mishnah, which it's forbidden to let the miner put out the fire, is that must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember that he says, Malacha Shin Tzirch Legufa, where here you don't need the extinguishing of the fire, you just don't want the fire to be there. That's still Chayb Lev, that you need liable on it, because every Malacha of Kibbutz is a Malacha Shin Tzirch Legufa, unless you need it for charcoal. So you have to say that it's an Isser that is a Deraisa, either going like Rabbi Yehuda, or Krib Shimon, or you have to say like Krib Shimon, who should talk like Sekiba, that you need that extinguishing, you can last the like, yeah, actually want to put it out so that you can have the charcoal. Because as Taisa says, to be Sud Rabban, because of Rabbinic Isser, Mucha Perakash is obvious from the Gemara, Yibam is left Kabidal Manal, Dain Bezim Tumal Afrisha, that actually others don't have to stop. And therefore, it must be talking about biblical, how you can have biblical, again, either like Krib Yehuda, or like Krib Shimon, when it is Tarach Lagufa. Now, second point is that it seems the Meir B'Katan Shalei Gila Chinuch. We're talking about a minor that didn't yet reach the age of Chinuch. Why? Because if Gila Chinuch, if he really reached the age of being training him to mitzvahs, well, Kimish Chayav L'Chanchek, since you have to train him to mitzvahs, well, Kashgan the Tzorch Lafri Shalei Asaveira, which on some interpret this idea, I mean, if you're already commanding him the mitzvah sase, for sure the mitzvah is sase, which is even younger age, of course you have to stop him doing that there. So that wouldn't be any chiddush. Obviously, we're talking about a younger child who doesn't even have the mitzvah chinuch yet, still you have to stop them from doing an avera of what's called mitzvah feature. Now, based on that, it says, then all these cases that the Gemara asked me, that we find a minor that was eating the velas, that you have to stop them. And you could have explained that, oh, it's because they already reached the age of chinuch. It's just that the Gemara wanted to explain it according in all situations, meaning even my cotton, shalai higi lechinuch. But yeah, if a person reached the age of chinuch, obviously you have to stop him. That wouldn't be a raya that you have to stop in this, because that's already inclusive in the mitzvah of chinuch. But additionally, what bothering Tais is, he says that b'hadabai lasu yahasim, then why did the Gemara have to bring over there? They embezzle him to manav frishai, that the court don't have to stop him. And what's the raya the Gemara brings from the fact that we learn tinik yonik v'haylech, that a child could continue nursing from a non-Jewish woman or from a non-kosher animal. Uktani, we learned the begodl also by an adult is forbidden. Oh, mashma dafka godl sounds like specifically an adult. Of a cotton, but it sounds like a man of a gila chinuch shara, even if he reached the age of chinuch, it's going to be permitted. What I mean, we just said the whole thing that we're discussing of him, but tamna preacher not, is when he's like gila chinuch. But gila chinuch, of course you would have to. So why are we saying only if he's an adult that you have to stop? So it's telling you, no, hasma kocha godl, when it says over there that he's a godl, an adult, love dafka ba ancient, doesn't mean that he reached the age of punishments, meaning what we generally call a godl. Rather, when it says a godl, we mean a cotton shagia lechinach. Because the taste says, double masculine the first time, because the Gemara ultimately explains over there what's the reason why we let the child continue to nurse from a non-kosher source. Because generally a child, an infant, is in danger regarding the necessity of getting the proper nourishments of the milk. So that would only be applicable for a baby like a 2 or 3 years old to a nursing infant. And that's meaning like a kutch legiel lechinach. But whatever is not in danger of not having milk, they didn't permit that. That's already cut legiel lechinach. That's what I mean when we say a godl, but you're right, a godl that's 13 years old, that we didn't have to tell you that. We're saying that when you stop him is when he reaches already the age of ready, whatever it is, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever the age is, that he already has the age of a legiel lechinach. That's when you stop, man. When we say cotton, that's what we'd say according to those who hold aim and subhanaf rishai, like an arasugya, would be not yet reaching the age of a gilachinach. But what the Gemara was asking here on the Bichman was even if he's a non-gilachinach, it sounds like that you still have to stop him, that bez the mitzvah la rishai, from doing an isser.